Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, for Easter, William and Kate shared a video of an egg being smashed. The caption read, "Wishing you all a safe and happy Easter." No secret meaning is being attributed to the video. In a completely unrelated story, Prince Harry was spotted at the beach. Harry and his dog Pula were seen playing fetch near the ocean. Harry was wearing a white t-shirt, navy shorts, a brown baseball cap, and black sunglasses. An onlooker told People, "He looked totally at ease. He had a great relationship with his dog, walking it off-leash. He looked just like a Montecito local, just doing his thing, very relaxed, walking barefoot," which is exactly how a random American would phrase things, and not at all a media plant. And there are pictures, which is what the privacy-minded Harry presumably would not want. Royal biographer Andrew Morton dismisses the notion that Meghan was trapped inside. "When I was watching the Oprah interview, I was ticking off, yes, sense of isolation, yes, sense of desperation, exactly what Diana was saying to me. But then again, well, friends of mine have seen Meghan walking from the Whole Foods supermarket on Kensington High Street with bags of food back to Kensington Palace. It didn't seem too much like a prison. Other friends have seen her out and about with friends at restaurants, so she seems to me to have led a normal life." Meanwhile, the brothers have reportedly signed off on the statue of Diana. A source told The Sun, "The statue will have been signed off by William and Harry, that much I do know. I know the sculptor did work closely with the boys, and I think it will be incredible. We're lucky to have him as an artist in the UK." The installation of the statue is scheduled to take place on July 1st, which may upset American royal podcasters who were looking to take a long weekend. Oh well. The source continued, "Prince William and Prince Harry have dreamed of doing this for a long time. They were both just boys when their mother passed away, but are both now fully grown men and want to honour her in the best way possible. It has taken 20 years for this to finally come to fruition, so they are determined it will be a lasting and fitting legacy in what is their official London residence and a place special to them both." The Mirror reports the Queen gave Meghan Markle and Prince Harry several options for different paths they could take within the royal family, including suggesting that the Duchess continued her successful acting career. Andrew Morton has claimed that the family gave them the opportunity to go wherever they pleased. They were given a degree of latitude. They were told, "Here are your first-class tickets. Pick which country you want to go to. We're going to make you youth ambassadors for the Commonwealth." In fairness to the royal family, in fairness to the Queen, she did give them that opportunity to go wherever they pleased. And also, they did say to Meghan, "If you don't want to embrace royal duties full-time, please be our guest and continue your acting career." Those opportunities were open to her. I think neither of them gave it the thought they should have done. I think that famous warning from Prince William of, "Steady on, think about what you're doing," that Harry bridled at, was probably meant more with affection. I think William understood more than Harry that becoming a member of the royal family is a tough gig. You think about Catherine Middleton. She's British. She's grown up with the traditions. Obviously, she was a commoner, but she has a very sound and strong family. Meghan didn't have any of that. She's American. She didn't have a clue about the royal family. In a way, Harry should have been a bit more careful of that and spent a bit more time with their engagement and their courtship. It takes a long time. Palace Intrigue will be right back. If you're a collector of Harry and Meghan related products, good news. The Mirror reports that such items have dropped in price following the Oprah interview. Royal Doulton, the Queen's official mug maker, has slashed the cost of 26-centimetre high china replicas of the couple from £195 to £146.50. Amazon, meanwhile, is flogging Funko Pop, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex toys, at £12.43, down from £18.26. Buckley London has its imitation Meghan Sparkle ring on offer at half price, now £12.50. Mugs celebrating the couple's 2018 wedding are sold on the Etsy website by TLP Tudies, reduced from $9.95 to $8.46. But the item that really takes the biscuit is a china cup and saucer set on clearanceshed.co.uk, down from $24.99 to just £4.99. Harry and Meghan pop figures are priced at $12.43 on Amazon. A royal source said it may be that the price has fallen in line with the drop-off in demand, which could stem from memorabilia collectors displaying a sense of loyalty to Her Majesty over the situation with the Duke and Duchess. We should also bear in mind it is almost 3 years since the wedding, so demand will have receded. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.